Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, hour number two here on the show. Great to be with you guys. Okay, we do this each and every week. He is our voice of Burns football here on ESPN Upstate and also hosts the Saturday Scramble. You know, many people in this area complain about the fact that there hasn't been a one-stop shop to get all the high school news and notes. Lonzo's told me this off the air. Mark, I used to have to host a high school show with no one-stop shop for all of the news and notes surrounding the night that was in high school football. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we do. It's the Saturday Scramble, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on ESPN Upstate, hosted by the gentleman who joins us right now, doing a fine job on the call of the Burns Rebels on Friday nights, Cole Bryson, the newly engaged Cole Bryson, joining us here on the line. Now, Cole, I got to ask you a question, pal. You were recently engaged. What Yes. kind of tip-off did you have as to the ring the future missus was looking for there? What kind of tip-off did you – did none. You have any tips?
No.
You didn't?
No. Well, I say none. Very, very few. I had to kind of go in blind, but luckily I think I did a fair enough job. She tells me I did.
So did she tell you she likes a certain shape of stone?
Yeah, did yeah she did.
She told you
very
the shape
vaguely.
Of stone. Okay.
Yeah, very, and I couldn't tell you one, like, term. I don't know those terms, you know, the carrots and all that kind of, I don't know those terms. So that's not my expertise. But like I said, I think I had a lot of help, and I think it turned out okay.
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and the future misses. Always got to keep you on your toes, Cole, by throwing something yep. at you that you don't expect. I wouldn't be me if I wasn't doing that.
Right.
Lots of good stuff coming our way this weekend. Can we get, Cole, from you an updated top five in the state now that we are a quarter or a third of the way through the high school football season?
Yeah, I'll give you my the high school football media poll came out recently, and Dutch Fork is still one. They defeated Boiling Springs this past Saturday.
50-6?
Yeah, it wasn't close. I think I predicted 56-7, so I was a few points off, but it wasn't close. Dutch Fork won. I believe Burns is two. It's still in the top five as well. As far as the 5A media polls go, Dorman, and I can't remember the fifth. For some reason, the fifth one is escaping me. It'll come to me in a minute, but I know that Dorman was still up there. Gaffney dropped. I do know that Gaffney dropped a little bit because of their loss to Mallard Creek this past Friday, which moved Burns up to two in the media poll. So Dutch Fork still won because they haven't lost, and they're the defending champs, so they deservedly get that one spot. And, Burns Rebels right here in our neck of the woods are the second best team in the state of South Carolina, according to the high school media across the state.
You cut out a little bit on number three. Who was that, Cole?
I think Dorman moved up to three because of the Gaffney loss.
Okay.
And I was trying to – there's one team that slipped my brain. I can't think of who it was in 5A, but there's one team in the top five that I've just slipped on. It'll come to me in a minute, but Dorman – really, everyone moved up because of the Gaffney. Gaffney didn't fall far. I believe they're still in the top five. Maybe they are fifth, but they didn't fall far. But they did fall because of the loss to Mallard Creek.
In your opinion, Cole, the Burns Rebels, are they fit to win a state championship this year?
That's a great question. I've seen when I was with the previous school that I was broadcasting, we went to the state championship in 2016 against Dutch Fork. That was Boiling Springs. And you when you see what kind of team Dutch Fork has, Mark, and the program and the dynasty, I know we throw that word around a lot, but what Dutch Fork's done truly is a dynasty in the high school football world in the past decade. It's hard to say if a team, any team, as good as they are, doesn't matter how good they are, it's hard to say if they're capable of beating Tom Knotts and the Silver Fox. That's a different animal. Now, this Burns team, I have seen three games, a sample size which is starting to grow, but the sample size doesn't include any region teams. Again, I've said this on the show. Our region, Region 3-5A, has the best competition in the entire state of South Carolina with Dorman, Burns, Spartanburg, Gaffney, Bowling Springs, Hillcrest, Malden, Riverside. It's the toughest region in the state. So when the sample size grows and region play wins and losses start adding up, I'll then be able to kind of measure a little bit better as whether or not I see this Burns team winning a state championship. Mark, can they get to Columbia? Absolutely. They have the talent to get there. They are a very loaded football team led by Lawrence Scott and a very experienced quarterback. Experience means a lot at the high school level. They are absolutely capable of getting there. And in my opinion, through the first three games, I do think they're capable of beating Dutch Fork and being the best team in the state. Now, a lot, you know, at any level of football, you know this as well as I do, high school, college, or pro, a lot of things go into making it all the way. You have to be very talented. You have to be great. You also have to have a little luck. A lot of people don't believe that, but you look at championship teams. They always have a little bit of luck. And if Burns can keep everyone healthy and continue to win the way they're winning, especially with its defense, I can see him getting to Columbia.
Let's look at some of the big games that we have coming up this week. And there is a sterling list here, Cole. We've got Spartanburg at Burns in the first region game of the year, followed by Dorman at Hillcrest, Gaffney at Malden, Woodruff at Chapman, and Greer at Union.
Yeah, a lot of really good games this week, Mark. We'll start with the Dorman Cavaliers. Dorman is on the road at Hillcrest. And one of the things that Jed Blackwell, who co-hosts with me on Saturday mornings, one of the things that him and I have talked a lot about through the first, you know, three or four or five shows, I can't remember how many we've done now, but through the first few shows, the thing we've talked about a lot is with Dorman, led by Dave Gutshaw, they're a heck of a football team. Everyone knows that. Year in and year out, Dave Gutshaw is going to have this team ready and capable of being a very good football team. Now, the competition they have faced so far has been subpar. The competition they have faced has not given them any competition. So I use that word kind of loosely. But I think this is Dorman's biggest test in Hillcrest. Hillcrest and Greenville County is one of the teams in Greenville County that have really done a good job over the past few years of being competitive. They did win a state championship not too long ago. And when you look at what they've done, you've got to think this Hillcrest team, just like they did last year, will give Dorman fits. It was a close game until the very end last year, and I expect, Mark, it to be the same thing this year. I really do. I think Dorman will probably edge out a win, but this is one of those games that if Hillcrest wins, don't be shocked because it's a Greenville County school beating a Spartanburg County school. Hillcrest is a very good football team.
It sounds like, Cole, someone threw you on a John Deere tractor behind you there. Where are we?
Where am I? I'm just. Did I break up again?
No. It sounds like someone threw you on a John Deere tractor.
See, I was thinking it sounded more like a Vespa, but I mean, you know, that's just me.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It sounds like you're doing some work out there today, man.
I'm not. I'm just driving. I apologize.
No worries.
No, he's plowing the back 40. We know that.
That's what it is.
There he is. Cole, what would you say makes South Carolina's love affair with high school football special and unique in this area?
Well, you know, I think the history in the upstate especially gives high school football the competitive edge, the rivalry, the love of the game, the pureness of the high school sport. I think a lot of things go into it, but I think it's just the history of Spartanburg and Cherokee and Union County football, the things that they have accomplished over the years. It's just incredible to look at the games and the teams that have won state championships and the dynasties that have happened in the past. And the dynasties that are going on now, when you look up the road at Chapman High School. You know, Chapman has had a good team. They went to the state championship in 2007, but what they're doing now under Mark Hodge, you could argue, is a dynasty. They did it with Colton Bailey at quarterback, and now Michele Caserta, who's just been exceptional for these Chapman Panthers. It's stories like that, Mark, I think is what really gives high school football its love affair in the upstate. But, you know, Dorman and Burns and Gaffey in this region, for example, this Friday night, you have Spartanburg traveling to Burns. Chris Miller, the head coach of the Vikings, who was the head coach at Burns not too long ago, won state championships after Bobby Bentley left, then went to Spartanburg and won a state championship, and now is coming back to play the former team at Burns. It's just, there's so much, you know, we're so close here in the upstate. There's so many storylines. It's just a fun sport to follow. A lot of families involved in different, not just in the same school, but in different schools for that matter. So it's just fun and pure, and there's nothing like high school Friday nights in the upstate.
And that's what I keep hearing, and that's what I keep telling myself. When we have a bye week, I need to get out there. We need to get out there,
when
man.
Do you know when your bye week
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I do. I do. October 5th and November 23rd. I have two.
October 5th.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
November 23rd. That might be after the season, right?
November 23rd. Let's see. It's going to be close. Yeah, it's going to be playoffs. October 5th. So I believe the 4th, the week before that, is Riverside at Burns. But, yeah, you've got to get over and just see a few different stadiums. The stadiums that are in the upstate are just, you know, some of them are big, like Dorman, and some of them just yell, you know, old town high school football rivalry, and you know, like Greer Burns week zero. It's just a lot of good environments.
By the way, I just want to throw it out. You know, I'm willing to escort you, drive you to said games. And you will ride in style,
yeah.
Pull up like a star,
yeah.
and go see the game. So, I mean, you know, whenever you're ready to go.
If I get to sit with you and Cole Lonzo, I would be a very, very happy camper. I mean, that would be amazing. Let's make that happen one of these bye weeks that we've got coming up here when Clemson doesn't play.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are we doing with the picks, Cole? And do we have our picks for today?
We did, and I sent you, believe it or not, I sent you and Will Pelagic both a super long email earlier, and when I went back to look for the email, I don't know if it didn't send or what, but I'm gonna blame the email. But I had all of this written out. I did my prep, but I do know off the top of my head, last week I had three games that I missed. I had Gaffney, obviously beating Mallard Creek, and there were two other ones, but I missed three. So I think I'm around 11 losses now, and I'll get the exact record for you a little bit later. But I think it's like 27 or 29. And 11. I think it's 29-11 to be exact. So not too bad. But I, you know, 2 weeks ago when I went 11-1, I was expected to go undefeated the next week, and then I lost three. So I have to do better this week.
Okay. And what are the games, and who are you picking?
The games this week, I'm going to start with Spartanburg Burns. Obviously, this is going to be a very good game. I like Burns to win this game Friday. I think they're just a more talented football team. Dorman at Hillcrest. This one's tougher than people realize because Hillcrest is going to give Dorman a run at Hillcrest. I like Hillcrest to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder from last year's game against Dorman, but I like Dorman to edge it out. I think Dorman will face a little bit of adversity Friday night, but I like Dorman to edge it out Friday night at Hillcrest. Gaffney at Malden. This is an intriguing one. Malden coming off of a win over Greer last week. I do like Gaffney on the road. Indians coming off of a loss. Malden coming off of a win. So that's a very interesting scenario. I like Gaffney at Malden. Riverside at Boiling Springs. Boiling Springs should have no trouble at all with this one. Riverside just is way down compared to the competition. Chesney at Landrum. I'm going to go with Landrum at home on this one. I think this will be a very close game, but Chesney struggled out of the gate this season under a first-year head coach. I think Landrum found something a little bit last week. Granted, it was Spartanburg Christian Academy, but I like Landrum this Friday night, led by Cooper Gentry and the Cardinals, to pull it off. And then Woodruff at Chapman. You know, over the past few years, this game has been a game that has been close at times. We know this season Chapman is blowing everyone out of the water by 50 and 60 points a game. But I really like Woodruff to keep this game competitive in the first half, but I do expect Chapman to pull away in the second half. And then the Jacket Bowl. You can't forget about the Jacket Bowl that goes back many, many years between Greer and Union. This one's at Union. And both of these teams have, as you know, as kind of like we talked about with other teams in our county, both Greer and Union have struggled out of the gate as well. But I like Union at home Friday night. And then you have Eastside at Broome. This is a matchup that Lynn Fleming and his guys at Broome better be ready for, because Eastside's not the typical Eastside team. They've got a very underrated quarterback, and I like Eastside to give them a little bit of a fit. And I like Eastside to win, kind of pull off. I don't know if it'd be considered an upset, but I like Eastside to win Friday night.
There you have it, the picks for the week in high school football. And for all of your coverage to recap the night that was, tune into the Saturday Scramble each Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson is our voice of the Burns Rebels, and you can hear him each and every Friday night at 7 right here on ESPN Upstate. Always enjoyed, Cole. Thanks so much, and glad you did well on the ring shopping.
Appreciate it, Mark. Always appreciate you guys having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Cole Bryson, voice of the Burns Rebels. Look, he says, you know, it's going to be tough for anyone to beat Dutch Fork if you kind of see what they're doing in the program. It's kind of a badass name for a school, too. It kind of sounds like it's a town in the video game Resident Evil, Lonzo, Dutch Fork.
It does sound that way, but here's the thing. He was talking about dynasties. Burns has been a dynasty before, too, yeah. And it could be getting back there. We'll see.
It seems like we're on a collision course for Dutch Fork against Burns in the state championship game, and that might be one I can't miss, Lonzo, for sure. Coming up next, why the experts are wrong about the biggest college football game on the slate this weekend. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day, one and all to you. Hope you guys are doing swimmingly this afternoon. Always appreciate Cole Bryson joining us. Tim Frisbee earlier in the show today. Sounded disappointment with Will Muschamp's progress on the defensive side of the ball there in Columbia, but predicting a possible upset this Saturday against the Missouri Tigers. Okay, so I was looking at this, and a huge weekend this weekend in college football, and it's exciting because last weekend was like the first time in 8 years we hadn't had one top 25 game on the docket. No two top 25 teams met a week ago. So this week changes all of that. Every single last bit of that changes this coming week, okay? And some, even though not playing, not all top 25 teams are being opposed by fellow top 25 participants, there are some fantastic matchups on the docket. Brad Crawford, our friend with 24/7 Sports, likes South Carolina to upset Missouri 31-27. His partner in crime has Missouri winning 38-34. Both guys are laughing at the line in that game, which opened at Missouri minus 10, has now dipped to Missouri minus 9. Also, getting intriguing this weekend, Oklahoma State at 3-0 going up against Texas. Oklahoma State is still unranked, but on the cusp of the top 25 poll. Southern Miss gets Alabama. That's not going to be interesting. Here's an interesting one to me, Michigan at Wisconsin. Now, admittedly, we don't know a ton about each of these two outfits at this point, both the Badgers and the Wolverines, but Wisconsin has been straight rolling folks. I'm not saying USF is a good football team, but all I heard all offseason was the Badgers, being from Tampa, we're going to go to Tampa. The humidity was going to get to those fat, slow, white boys from Wisconsin, and they beat South Florida 49-0. The first game of the year, they were favored by 10 points.
I always think it's funny how people think the humidity in different parts of the country are worse than the humidity in others. I'm sorry, humidity is humidity. I know you would say Texas is the worst of any, but still, it gets hot up there too in Wisconsin. It does.
It does. It's not quite the same thing, Lonzo, but I don't think they're just going to wilt.
That's just crap, man.
The better football team is going to win, right?
Yes,
the better
exactly.
football team is going to win. Then Wisconsin beats Central Michigan 61-0, and Michigan has scuffled at home around with Army. So Lonzo, I'm thinking, and we're going to make our official picks on Friday. But both of these guys like Wisconsin. I'm sorry, Hummer, his partner, likes Michigan 24-21. Crawford says Wisconsin 24-22. I could see Wisconsin winning more comfortably than that. It's on the road at Wisconsin.
I'm going to refrain from saying anything because I don't know if you're going to put this on the list or not. So you'll just have to wait till Friday.
Well, see, then I'm at a disadvantage here. I'm giving you little leans here early in the week, and you're not partaking.
Wow.
Here is what I will say. The big game that the headliner on everyone's list, I think, is going to fall flat. It's going to be like the Super Bowl was each and every year, or that movie that everybody builds up to you that just can't live up to the hype. And that, to me, is Notre Dame and Georgia. Folks, Georgia, for me, is right now the second-best team in the country. Georgia's the second-best team in the country to Clemson. What would happen to Notre Dame if Notre Dame played Clemson? Oh, wait! We just saw that this year, didn't we? What was the score? 30-3? Wasn't that the score? I believe that was the score. 30-3.
They fared better than Alabama did, but you know.
30-3 against Notre Dame. If you're wondering what this result is going to be, Ian Book quarterbacking for Notre Dame, it is going to be that way. You know, Hummer and Brad Crawford, their scores on Saturday, 31-21 Georgia, 34-17 Georgia. The latter is Brad Crawford's pick. I think Brad Crawford is much more likely to be accurate. The rushing attack for Georgia, Notre Dame's not going to have an answer for. Jake Fromm passing the football, they're not going to have an answer for. I don't think, because people have been fooled by Georgia year after year after year. They make it so far. They make it to the championship game. They find a way to choke it away. They choke away the SEC championship game. That anger and resentment has been building between the hedges for 3 years now. This team has heard it. This team is over it. And this team is the second best team in the country. And Lonzo, nobody realizes it yet. They're not fully on board with understanding how good Georgia is yet. I'm here to tell you, this team is beast mode, and 13.5 against a top 7 team in the Irish looks like you're giving up a lot of points there. 13.5. It looks like Vegas is trying to dupe you into taking Georgia, and oh, I just got to win by 2 touchdowns.
What if Notre Dame wins, though?
What does that mean?
But what if they did? What would that mean? That would mean Georgia is overhyped and Notre Dame's better than what everyone thought they were.
If Notre Dame were to win. You will watch this game when you take whatever you do at halftime, Lonzo. When you make your Frito pie, when you go to make that at halftime, you will know the game is over at that particular point. This is not going to be a competitive game. Am I sensing a disagreement brewing here?
Or perhaps I'm just messing to throw you off. Perhaps I am. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay. Okay.
You were just trying to do it to me. I can do it back.
I think everybody's selling this game. This game is you've got two of the best brands in college football. But on the field, Notre Dame is not going to be able to compete with the athletes that Georgia has.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Twice you've reminded me that game was on this weekend because I forgot and I don't care. Georgia, I mean, come on.
Well, see, clearly it's not the marquee game to you either.
It's not.
Right? I mean, it's the national marquee game because of the name. It's two top 10 teams.
I would think Wisconsin-Michigan would be a better game than Notre Dame and Georgia.
In terms of competitiveness,
yes.
I think you have a chance of being right, right? But in terms of the best teams, and don't forget about Auburn, Texas A&M as well. Now, it sounds insulting to say it's the battle for the third best team in the SEC West, but that's exactly what it is. Neither of these teams is Alabama's equal. Neither of these teams is LSU's equal, right? So it's, in my opinion, Auburn's number three, Texas A&M is number four, but it's Auburn on the road at Texas A&M. Freshman quarterback, Bo Nix, completion percentage this year, just 52%. They shouldn't have won that Oregon game. They found a way to win that Oregon game. Will they find a way to beat a very, very good Texas A&M team that Clemson made look like they're a JV team? Never seen anything like that, man. Never seen anything like that. All right, coming up next, it's a little ditty we do each and every week called Either Or. Whom in the upstate receives the Eli Manning level of unconditional defense? Is it Dabo Swinney, Steve Spurrier, or Cam Newton? That, among many other topics coming your way when Either Or rolls on next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's check our text line. All right. Clay C with a take. Boo-hoo. You can't take your girlfriend out to eat. Football players don't pay anywhere in Richland County or Pickens County. Whether that's USC or Clemson, they're treated like kings on and off campus. Common knowledge. That's Clay C. He also says Cam Newton's handlers, media consultants, have created a fake public persona. That's why there's video of these good deeds, which equal public likability, which equal more endorsements. Have heard he's much different behind the scenes. What do you got to say about that, Lonzo? Clay C.
Wow. So talk about conspiracy theories. All right, we're going to build you up like this in front of the camera so you can be a complete jerk behind it. I just don't buy it.
Another texter says, Mark, please go to a high school football game locally. After all, it's the proving grounds for college football. Do you know Dorman High School currently has 4 players in the National Football League? Now I do. And when you want to get to know your area well, you want to do things like this, man. I need a little bit of a break in the clouds for me to be able to do that, guys. I do 5 shows a week most weeks, and then we've got 2 shows on Saturday, right? So it's Lonzo, you're not feeling sorry for me here, but it's a lot of work, man.
You know why I'm not feeling sorry for you. So I mean, you know.
Chip Thornton says October 5th will be Burns versus Gaffney. That would be a great game to introduce Mark Ryan to high school football in the upstate. Sounds great to me. Burns versus Gaffney on October 5th. Look, my man's checking the schedule for us already. All right, Lonzo, it is time to do a little ditty that we call Either Or. Either Or, where we give you 2 options on life and sports, begins right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, Steph Curry wants to play in the 2020 Olympics. How many more elite NBA players will it take for the team to bring home the gold? 2, 3, or 5?
It's going to take 5. 5 elite because the other teams are so good now. And Lonzo, they have less talent than we do, but they play together more often. They understand their national system. We don't have a national system. We don't understand the style of play that we have. And so when you just throw a bunch of guys together, yeah, NBA players can lose, man. They can lose. This is why I always say, don't tell me Clemson could never beat the Miami Dolphins, because the USA just lost to Australia and France. Now, France's best. Did you know who the MVP of the FIBA World Cup was? Ricky Rubio. Okay,
he always does well in international play.
Ricky Rubio,
since he was like 15 or something.
And like if
that.
You rank all 30 starting point guards in the NBA, he'd be like 20th out of 30, right? I mean, he's not a star. MVP of the tournament, right? Patty Mills, 30 points a game for Australia in the tournament. We don't play as a team, and therefore we're going to need to send better players to make that happen. I think 5 gets it done, Lonzo.
I agree with you. It's going to take 5, and I think they will get to 5 because you know, these guys rarely play in FIBA and stuff like that. Then suddenly they come out of the woodwork and they want to play for the country. So I think we'll be fine.
It does seem like the Olympics are the main stage and the FIBA World Cup is the warm-up act. And it seemed to shift to that whenever they stopped calling it the World Championships and they started calling it the World Cup. We didn't get our elite athletes there anymore.
Yeah, suddenly it seemed like soccer and they're like, nah, I'll pass.
That was an unnecessary drive-by insult.
You set me up
soccer,
for it.
Soccer will not be a fan of. All right. Whom in the upstate receives the Eli Manning level of unconditional defense, Lonzo? Is it Dabo Swinney, Steve Spurrier, or Cam Newton? Now, what is the Eli Manning level of unconditional defense? These New Yorkers, they are loyal to the death. If you win a Super Bowl for them or two, as Eli Manning has, you will be infallible for the rest of your life. Now, don't tell New Yorkers, and I have some New Yorker friends, don't tell them that Eli Manning hasn't done anything, hasn't accomplished a damn thing in the last 4 years. They'll tell you he's had no weapons. They'll tell you he's had the worst defense and the worst offensive line in the NFL. And Deshaun Watson has had that, and somehow the Texans still went 11-5 last year, right? So I don't get it. The man, it can do no wrong in the Big Apple, Eli Manning. Whom here in the upstate receives that unconditional level of defense? Swinney, Spurrier, Cam Newton?
Well, it's not Cam for sure, because people suddenly just hate his guts because of, you know, what he wears all of a sudden matters. It's got to be Dabo. And Dabo post first championship win. After that, before that, they were talking about getting rid of him. After that, now he can do no wrong. He can get pulled over for a speeding ticket. He can have, you know, people saying that the program pays and all this guy. And he just skates on everything and goes all over the world and is on every show and smiling and all shucks, and everyone loves him.
So you think Sweeney gets the red carpet treatment here, the Eli Manning
defense? He definitely does.
Do I agree with you or not?
But here's the thing. Dabo deserves most of the stuff he gets. Eli doesn't deserve.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
Eli stinks. He's horrible.
That's very nice of you to say, Lonzo. I appreciate you coming forward with that.
Why would you appreciate it? Only a Clemson fan would say they appreciate it. You're making yourself look a certain way that I know you're not, and you keep painting yourself that way.
I'm toying with the audience right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm trying to look out for you. I don't want you to deal with all that hate.
The answer is right. It is Dabo Swinney, and Dabo Swinney does get the red carpet treatment in this area. Spurrier had the red carpet treatment. He lost it with the way he left. The breakup was bad, right? The breakup has to be solid, folks. No, it is true that nothing good ends well, but there is a right and a wrong way to do a breakup. And Spurrier with South Carolina did the equivalent of breaking up by text message. That's not the right way to go about doing things, right? And that's what Spurrier did, and I think he lost some goodwill when he did that. Dabo Swinney gets the gloves, man. He gets the kid gloves, and perhaps he's earned them.
All right, a knife-wielding robber was inside of a grocery store. He was also masked. When he pulled his weapon out on cashiers and demanded loot, an 11-year-old girl started tossing items from shelves, including a loaf of bread and bottles of pop. They call that bottles of soft drinks here. I don't get that. But, you know, to me, it's bottles of pop. Under attack, he ran from the store empty-handed. So this girl attacked him with stuff off the shelf. He got scared and he ran away. And the question is, should the girl be charged for the food she threw?
Please tell me that isn't a question.
Oh, it's definitely a question.
Is that being bantied about? Is that being debated?
It's my question.
No, she should never be charged for the food that she threw at a would-be robber. She protected everyone in the store. Somebody could have gotten stabbed. You know, she used what was at her discretion and made weapons out of everything. Those glass bottles are good for something, Lonzo, you know?
Well, I agree with you. She shouldn't have to pay, but her parents should.
No, the store should be grateful that she thwarted a crime taking place inside
and
the store.
And how do you mark that off on inventory as damaged? I mean, how do you take care of that?
Lonzo, so you're the girl. You're not doing the same thing?
I've never thought of myself as, if I was a girl, what would it? No, no.
You would have done the same thing. You would have done exactly the same thing, and the store would have been grateful that you did it, and you shouldn't have been charged
for
it.
And then I would have paid up.
For chucking things in the store?
Yes.
To protect everyone in the store?
It's horrible.
It doesn't make any sense.
Not teaching the girl well.
It doesn't make any sense. All right. There is a local team that will remain nameless, and they had an advertisement out to come see a specific sport. And it was very, very clear to me, Lonzo, that this particular team, local team that will remain nameless, had its best-looking female player on the cover of this particular. I mean, the Hourglass is suing her for copyright infringement in terms of the girl that was posted here. So here is my question. On both ends, from man to woman and woman to man, is it okay to use sex appeal to sell tickets? This was a university in our area.
You can lib it up all you want, whichever side you're on, but in the end, good-looking things, products, people sells products. That's how it works. That's how the world goes round. You can have your rallies and all that kind of stuff, but in the end, you put forth what looks best, and that will sell your product.
It was South Carolina volleyball, by the way. That was the
It didn't matter to me.
That was the team, South Carolina volleyball. Suddenly very interested in seeing spikes taking place. You say it's okay. I say it's okay as well.
Fine.
Hey, shake what your mama gave you. If you've got it, flaunt it. All of those cliches fit here 100%.
There's a reason why your picture's on the website and mine's not. I mean, that's just how that goes.
What do you got, Lonzo? What's your last one?
I've already done two.
Oh, you've done two already. My bad.
You're
man.
Just so excited about yours that you forgot.
I liked mine.
I'm sorry. Did I not come strong enough with that? Is that what it is?
Lonzo was taking out the offsides bat.
Should throw some stuff.
To hit it harder with
like
the
a bottle of soda.
With the opinion here today. All right. I know you're curious about this, and I'm curious to share it with you. Where does South Carolina rank among the drunkest states in the country? That's next. This is Offsides, the show that gives you both sides, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, in terms of drunkenness, where does the Palmetto State rank among drunkenness in the United States of America? Are we crunked? Are we bleep-faced on a regular basis? I know, Lonzo, I know. Lonzo knows nothing about alcohol. That's okay.
Just because I don't drink doesn't mean I don't recognize drunk people and haven't spent time around them for the majority of my life. That's one of the reasons why I don't drink. And I will tell you, spending extra time on the highways and byways, I think probably 95% of the people out there are drunk. So I'm going to go with, as far as, you want me to pick a number? One to 50?
Yeah, 1 to 50. Where do we rank in South Carolina in terms of drunkenness?
I'm going to go with 47.
Okay, so you actually are saying third. We're the third most drunk state.
Okay, the third most drunk state, yes.
Third most drunk state in the entire United States.
I do know that we rank up or down, considering how you consider it. We have more alcohol-related deaths than a lot of the states in the country, so that would push us up there near the top.
Here you go. Some 16.6% of adults in South Carolina binge drink or drink heavily, which is below the 18% share of American adults who drink to excess. States with low incomes and high poverty rates tend to report worse health outcomes than wealthier states, and this is the case in South Carolina. The median household income of the state is $49,501 a year, which is well below the nationwide median household of $57,617. The poverty rate in South Carolina is 15%, one of the higher state poverty rates. While drinking too much alcohol is unhealthy, it is only one factor that can cause adverse health effects. In South Carolina, 31.8% of adults are obese, the ninth highest share of any state, and the smoking rate is higher than the national average. All that is to say, Lonzo, that South Carolina merely ranks 36th out of 50 states in drunkenness. Now, here's where you're right. Alcohol-related driving deaths, 38%, seventh highest in the country, okay? Seventh highest in the country in terms of alcohol-related driving deaths. But only 16.6% drink excessively. The problem is they get behind the wheel when they do. If I could add one thing on that, I can add that from having been here now for 7 months, people get away with things on the roads here that you would be pulled over within two shakes of a rabbit's tail if you did it in Houston. There are cops everywhere there. And you realize it when you live in a place where there aren't cops. But, just recently I had somebody say to me, Mark, that you would have gotten a ticket for doing what you just did in Houston. I see you're adjusting nicely to the South Carolina way of doing things. I've seen people go through red lights 4 seconds after it turns red. You know, I mean, it's just, are you kidding me?
Listen, when I first moved here, I was a very good driver, and I would say I would never do that stuff. And then you catch yourself doing what everyone else is doing just to survive, unfortunately.
The top 10 most drunk states in the United States. Are you ready? Number 10, Lonzo, get ready to celebrate. Michigan. All right. 20% of adults drink to excess. Number 9, Nebraska. Ain't nothing to do there. Number 8, Hawaii, because you're celebrating. Number 7, Iowa. Let's pretend the bosses aren't listening here. Number 6, Minnesota. Number 5, Illinois. 4, Montana. 3, Alaska. 2, Wisconsin. And the drunkest state in the United States of America, where 25% of adults, 1 in 4, drink excessively. North Dakota. Man, binge drinkers, 25% of you. Incredible in North Dakota. All right, the top 3 at 3, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Can only be heard on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.